All right, so this is where we try to send you off in a good mood toward the weekend. Actually, we've got four very fun segments in a row cooked up for you to send you off to the weekend. We'll start with some fun audio, though. I imagine everybody did see this earlier concerning Michael Bloomberg on MSNBC, and there were a couple of talking heads on there that were really confused. But this has a local tie-in,
no,
which we'll get to here in a second.
You see it as a possibility. If he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
Just
this is so great.
Just off by, as Don Van Natta, our buddy who writes long form for ESPN, and I believe the New York Times, said they're only off by $327 trillion.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
Like that tweet, whoever put that tweet out, that guy was being made fun of. I saw it end up on my feed somehow, like as a joke. They took it to TV after it was already a joke.
It really...
That's what you get on that liberal MSNBC.
That's right. Bad math.
It's really, really... Sad math is what that is.
Yeah, I can't believe anybody would ever make that stupid mistake.
All right, so Mino, did this all start?
So this was, I want to say, 4 years ago maybe, and it was when the Powerball was at $1.3 billion.
Yeah, real quick, Mino, before you proceed, I have a lot of say in who gets that producer job from Noon to 3.
So Danny was right. His math was great. No, but there was a meme going around of a chalkboard, and it said Powerball $1.3 billion, U.S. population 300 million, and then it divides it, and it says everyone receives $4.33 million in the United States if they were to divvy up the $1.3 billion, What sucks about this is it was during a break. So this was going on after E! News. And Danny's trying to convince Mike and Corby, do the math.
He
found a calculator somewhere.
It was on my phone.
I think he went and bought a calculator and is typing in these numbers.
Uh-huh. But he goes, he walked in all solemn to
guys,
Mike and I, and he goes,
you're not going to believe this.
Bro. This is unbelievable, but bear with me.
Look, I'm also the guy that said the moon was 30,000 feet from Earth.
Okay, in fairness.
I didn't know I was going to have to do trig.
It's really math. It
doesn't matter. I'm here to make jokes. That's it.
No, but this is a very, very common thing in today's society when we start introducing million.
It gets confusing.
10 million, and then 100 million, and then a billion. You get 1 0 off, and it makes a real, real big difference.
Yeah, in reality, I think if they had split that up, what every American would have gotten $4.
Well, yes. And
yes.
Your math was technically correct because the meme fools people with everybody receives 4.33 mil. You do it on the calculator, you get 4.33. But that's $4.33
right.
That everybody gets.
I could have used that then.
Now, this chick, though, going from $500 million to $330 million, you're not having to change anything.
No.
It's the exact same math. So
it's tough.
How she took that wrong turn, and then how Brian Williams like, yeah, man, that's amazing. I couldn't believe that when I saw it, too. So he's like... doubling down with her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, they had the tweet. The producer knew it too. The whole station knew it. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem.
All right. So we introduced this earlier this week, and I still find it to be very, very, very funny. It is the Virginia Tech bit, where we all did this with our significant others, where you just walk up to them and you say, hey, you see that Va-Tech Virginia game?
Yeah.
And you don't sell it as something crazy happened, because nothing did. Bob actually saw this on TV while we were on the air, and Bob's like, in the break, goes, hey, look, Virginia Tech's playing Virginia. And I kind of looked at the TV. I was like, great.
Neat.
And
I will say, over 20 years, my sports small talk, Dan had learned to completely ignore me. Like, he will not look up, and that will be very frustrating. We're still on our honeymoon, where you're, like, at least faking interest with me. And
well, I turned around, and like, probably thinking the same thing, that there was, like, a wild boar running across the court or something like that.
And I had nothing. There was just a game on, and I wanted to tell somebody, and it's just kind of fun to see how you would react. And that's how it all
started.
Made
a bit out of it.
Right.
So, and it's perfect, because there's nothing you can sell. It's Virginia playing Virginia Tech. And so we had the conversations with our significant others. It went nowhere as it should, you know?
Right.
But anyway, the P1s have started doing this with their significant others. And here's how some of them went. This first one this guy sent in, I think the wife had just given blood or something like that. And she was not in a good mood, like, at all. And so he tries to beat her down with this.
Full menstrual cycle.
Okay.
Did you see that Virginia Tech Virginia game?
No. Why would I care?
Well, Virginia Tech was up 5.
Okay.
And they ended up winning.
Okay,
they held on to win.
Okay, that's lovely. I hate, why? Why would you ask? I couldn't care less.
I was just curious if you saw the game.
No, why would I see the game? How would I see the game? I hate stupid sports.
It's stupid.
Yes, I can't stand any of them.
No, that's not true.
Look at my needle. Look at my thing.
Okay, but what about Virginia Tech, Virginia?
I don't care. It's never ending. They never stop playing. It's all the time. I don't care.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She's so out of it.
No.
I thought she was going to start crying.
Boy, it sounds like she is.
I don't care. And you know what? She's right when it comes to college basketball. At least college football is basically designated one day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few games on random days, but it's your Saturday.
Playing.
You turn on the TV, it just seems like college basketball is always on in one form or another.
Yeah. No, my wife, while not generally in tears, she learned over the years that sports never ends, and that if you're lucky enough to catch a husband who likes all the sports,
right,
then it really does never end.
Boy, she bagged a good one. All right, I found this one funny because this girl used to be a Texas Tech cheerleader. The wife did. And so I think that last year he said that they sat there and they watched some of the games. Well, she didn't really understand what was going on, why it was in March, what it was called or anything. And so when he brought this up, she thought that, oh, well, maybe it's because of what I watched last year.
Did you hear about the Virginia Tech basketball game? The Virginia Tech basketball game.
Yeah.
They were like up by 10 points and held on and won. Did you see it?
No. Where would I have seen it?
Maybe.
When was it?
Last week.
Last week.
It's a good game. Battle of Virginia.
Okay, Jared, she said, she goes, is that part of the March playoffs?
Welcome to the March playoffs. So is that game a playoff game or no?
Is what game a playoff game?
March to the playoffs. Okay,
What?
March playoffs? Was what game? Was that the March to the playoffs? Yeah.
perfect. That one was quite beautiful.
All right, how about a woman trying to turn things around and sell it on her husband?
Hell yeah.
Did you catch that Virginia, Virginia Tech thing the other day?
Is this a serious question?
Yeah.
Why would I catch that? Did you watch me catch it?
No, I was just asking.
And how did I catch it? If I was with you, you didn't see me catch it.
I was just asking if you watched it. Did you watch it?
Did you see me watch it?
No.
Then how did I, how could I have?
Did you see what happened in it?
I just, did you see me see what happened?
Did you hear about what happened in it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, so now the guy's like, wait a second, hang on here. There's no way that you really watched this.
He has a sword.
No, that's Virginia.
He has a sword.
No, that's Virginia. That's the Cavaliers.
Nah, I was just wondering because it was a game that was on.
Are you sure?
I was just wondering if you watched it.
Are you sure that even occurred? Are you sure those schools even exist?
Okay.
Have you seen the schools?
So he turns it completely back around. Jeez. On her.
Lighten up, Francis.
No doubt.
Man, that sounds like somebody's having problems at home.
As she said in the email, he's typically not this big of a jackass. But I do think that if a woman tried to pull that on you, like if Sally asked you.
Yes.
Hey, did you see that BC Virginia Commonwealth game?
Yeah.
You'd be like,
I'd probably cross-examine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's her point guard?
So what exactly are you up to here?
One more here. Here comes a very disinterested significant other with a baby.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, dear, did you see the...
Deer.
Oh.
Virginia Tech. Virginia... college basketball game?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Did I miss that, Mawson?
Ready. Now she's ready for the bear that came on the court or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Virginia was up like 5 at halftime. And Virginia Tech came back to win by about 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Battle of Virginia.
Which is a whole mouthful of nuts. Okay, that's all. That's all you need.
You don't watch ACC basketball?
No, I don't.
No.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess. Just thought you might have caught the game.
Why would I...
He just starts laughing and trails off.
That's so perfect.
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's awesome.
No.
You don't watch a lot of ACC basketball?
Is there one in this entire 50-mile radius of where we are right now? Is there one mother of a very small baby that watches ACC basketball?
That's just obsessed.
On the side?
There's not one, right?
I don't think so.
In the Metroplex. That watches 1 second of
it. Oh, it's NC State Clemson tonight. Nice.
Oh, boy. All right.
That's beautiful.
There you go. There's some fun Friday fun.
Thanks,
let's get into Sturm Center, and let's get into the Sturm Bank.